Are there any famous people that you were with? You were famous yourself, but sometimes we think of Hollywood, we think of politics. You weren't politically active, were you?
No, I never was.
Like Senator Robert Kerr, were you around him at all?
I've met him a few times. Henry Beltman, I got to know very well.
Because he was on your board.
Yeah, I really got to know Henry. One anecdote about Henry is Henry was governor, then senator, then governor again, wasn't he?
Yes.
After he'd been governor, we invited him to come on the board. Then he became senator, then he came back, and then we invited him to come back on the board. Then he started running for governor again. He kept coming to the meetings, and finally I cornered him and said, Henry, when are you going to resign from the board? And he said, resign from the board? Don't you like me? I'm not going to resign. And I said, well, Henry, you're running for office. You can't still be on the board and be governor, and you're probably going to win. He said, oh, I don't want to get off. I said, well, you better get off. And he totally ignored it. He wanted to stay on the board.
Was he a contributor at your board meetings?
He was at first. Quite good towards the end, and this, of course, he slept through most of them. But he couldn't help it. That's not a criticism, it's just a fact. As you get older, we do go to sleep.
Bill Skelly, were you around him at all?
I met him. Back in those days, when I moved to town, I remember it was Bill Skelly, Bill Warren, Otis McClintock, and Jay Walker. They sort of ran Tulsa. This was 1950, and they were all pretty darn impressive people. I'll tell you one funny little story. Back, I guess it was in the 80s, I was walking from our building, going over to the Tulsa Club, walking across the green. I got on the west side of Boston, the southwest corner of 3rd and Boston. There was a policeman there, and he stopped me. He said, you were jaywalking. I said, well, sir, I guess I was. I did walk across the light, but I looked all three ways. There were no cars anywhere. He said, well, the law says you can't walk against a red light. You were jaywalking. Show me your license. I said, I'm not going to show you my license. I wasn't driving. I was walking. He said, now, don't give me any more of your lip, bud. Show me the license. I'll cuff you. So I said, yes, sir. I pulled out my license, showed it to him. He took it in his hand, and he looked at the license, and he looked up at me, and then he looked over my shoulder at the building, and looked at the license, looked at me, looked over my shoulder. He said, is that your building? I said, yes, sir. He said, don't do it again. The other story, which I wasn't involved in, you probably never knew the individual, Jay Walker, who was the head of National Tank, a great guy. But he was very active in the 50s. And he officed in the old First National building. And he, of course, walked over to the Tulsa Club. And he damn near got put in jail because he walked across against the light. A cop stopped him and, what's your name? He said, Jay Walker. It went downhill from there. Don't you give me another damn lip, bud. What's your name? Jay Walker. It went on and on.
Did he have to prove his identity?
He did. He had to prove it. I think his name was James Walker, but everybody called him Jay.
What did you do for stress relief? Were you a golfer?
I was a golfer, yeah.
That was a good getaway for you.
Yeah, I was a member at Augusta. I still am a member at Augusta.
When did you become a member of Augusta?
1967. I've been a member for 42 years.
What privileges come with that?
Go there and play golf.
Is that an annual dues type of thing?
Yeah. It's a very private club. It's a privilege to be a member there.
So you played with other executives, I suppose, with other companies?
Mm-hmm.
It was a great way to entertain, too, wasn't it?
Marvelous.
Did you do deals there?
We took a lot of guests there. You know, like you take customers on trips and hunting and fishing. And a trip to Augusta is a very rare privilege because not many people get to go there. Do you play golf?
I don't. I gave it up years ago. I decided I didn't need to walk around and be depressed all the time. So I can drive a boat straighter than I can a golf ball. So I did that. Do you think about the world today? You stay up with the news?
I am delighted that I grew up in the time that I did, and I am fearful of what the world is going to be like in the next 100 years. It's such a different world now with the instant communication and instant so-called information, but it's just chatter. We thought in building pipelines, it was one of the greatest things in the world when after the war there were jeeps that let us get around cross-country. When we would send people out on a pipeline we were building in Saudi Arabia or in Bolivia, one of the greatest attractions that a prospective employee presented to us was if he was a ham radio operator. Because somebody that knew how to operate a ham radio, we'd send down to Bolivia. The superintendent down there could get this guy with his shortwave radio and contact somebody in the U.S., and then they'd patch through to head office. That's the only way we could talk to our people. Now you can dial Bolivia, and it's just like talking to Sepulpa. It's incredible the difference in what you can do. We made our big living at the toughest and most remote jobs you could find in the Middle East and South America and Australia and Africa, but it was pretty primitive Wild West type planning.
Which you enjoyed.
Which we thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah.
You see, I grew up totally bilingual. So working in South America, and we did a lot of work for South American governments and talking to them in their language and thinking like them, it was really very, very helpful.